The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Factoring in an $882 million shortfall for fiscal years 2015 and 16 and prior revenue gaps, the governor says state leaders have a lot of digging out to do.
When the changes in the interim revenue forecast are combined with the revenue shortfall carried over from fiscal year 14 of $438 million, the total revenue shortfall for the three-year period is nearly $2.4 billion.
In short, yes, state cuts are coming and will be announced in the coming months. The governor says more Department of Defense cuts are inevitable and will greatly impact Virginia. Thus, the state must diversify, find alternative revenues, reduce its dependence on the federal government, and expand Medicaid. On that last option, House Majority Leader Kirk Cox has a different view.
If you're talking about, in one hand, you shouldn't be dependent on the federal government, it makes little sense then that you want to expand Medicaid at this point, because I think that sort of contradicts itself.
The governor wasn't all gloomy. He touted recent strides, including the lifting of the Chinese ban on Virginia poultry and a Chinese company's $2 billion investment in the state. He says similar progress will help mitigate the negative hits to the budget. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.